We are back. We are live, and we're going to adjust the title and stuff on the YouTube video, because YouTube's being YouTube's.
Forgot to turn my phone back down to nothing news.
And then we got Seth here showing up.
Yeah, I was a genius. While I was outside smoking, I threw my phone in my coat pocket, then put up my coat. I was like, oh shit, I might need that for tabulation. Because I didn't bring my laptop, because we got our, to be fair and to be honest, me and my girl are broke, so we get that their link card, and that got turned on, so we got to go do our monthly grocery shopping tonight after this. So I didn't bring any of my shit. Because Frozen's, even though it's like 30 degrees, ain't going to last.
See, I'll be here all night until I get told to get the hell out.
Right.
Because that's just how it goes. Saturdays, I'm over here.
Well, I mean, at least we won't get thrown out like last time, but that was different.
Yeah.
That was Shelly came home and said, everybody get the fuck out. We're breaking down the house. We said, okay, Fred.
You know, I wouldn't know.
I know.
I'm the only single fucker in the group now.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
I don't think we got a slot for the early tokusatsu
stuff. Yeah, we don't have a slot for the weird stuff.
Weird early stuff.
Whatever. We're saving this. We're set.
Well, yeah, we're dealing with some early black and white stuff.
Yeah, that ain't no joke. We're about to get into some old shit, Shane.
Old shit.
Old shit,
Shane. Hold that. I need these.
All right, so what's up, people? We are going to go on now to episode 197 Sentai Review. It is Saturday morning. We are live again. And we are about to talk about Yosai Uji or Planet Prince. It's about 1959. You'll be fine.
So
we've seen older.
So what that means then is if this goes quick, I only have 2 weeks to get through the list of Shane Zeros.
No, you'll have more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, more than 2 weeks.
This is
we'll
the
be
end
on the break.
Until sometime in January.
I didn't know.
Just to let people know, this is it. We're hanging out for a while today, and then we have the break. We're off air for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Because I didn't know if we were going to film.
Holidays and shit.
I didn't know if we were going to film in 2 weeks and then go holiday or not.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I'll be, as long as I'm not working, I'm out of state that week anyways.
Like, what
Fair
would
enough.
2 weeks put us at?
The 21st.
Be the weekend exactly. before Christmas.
That's
right.
Christmas. It'll be, they'll be buckling things down and I'll be closing out the house because I have to close the house on the 20th.
Ah, okay.
And then I can actually start looking into remodeling. Like, that door is going to be replaced. I'm going to get some people in here. I might tear the carpet up. I don't know. This room is going to go through some stuff once the house is my shit.
Right.
Well, and on top of that, we got to start figuring out how we're doing the basement.
Right.
I plan to gut the entire garage, turn it into a hangout D&D arcade center.
Right.
It's gonna be dope.
Got the idea from him.
Yep.
I did, because he's been buying all the machines and testing them out and shit.
All those arcade one-ups.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which reminds me, you probably need to come over and try them out yourself.
I legitimately do, because I need to get an idea of how big they are, how they work, how they feel, what kind of power they're going to take from my circuits and shit like that.
Right.
I mean, I could probably look up how to rig up some older shit, too.
I know all that. I'm not concerned about that. I need to know what the power output of 7 machines in my garage is going
to
be.
Yeah.
Not to mention if this background check that I'm dealing with would stop dicking me around, I might have that new job soon. So that might be another problem all on its own, but we'll get there when we get there.
So are we ready to start this guy?
We go
Almost.
Around the room.
We got to go around
yes,
the room
let's
first.
Yes, let's go ahead and open everything up. Repley Bill William Bush, in
Seth
case you've somehow never been here.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shame on Creep Carter.
Nick and the fuck you!
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
God damn, Bill!
Sure we had
I have not missed a fucking episode for months!
magic.
You stupid cunt!
One of us forgot to introduce himself.
No! One of us was getting ready to, like, normal, and then somebody was like, and we're ready! No, motherfucker!
Fuck that guy!
Oh, shit.
It made me feel better.
Fuck you! And your couch! And the dumbass horse you rode in on!
Damn it, I got a good horse. It tastes just like raisins.
But where does the lemonade come from?
No, you don't want to know where the lemonade is made.
Yeah.
Sweet lemonade. Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. Now you can go, you stupid dick.
You sure as fuck can. Planet Prince. Bum, 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 bum. This guy.
Whew, boy.
Shane, this was 1958. This,
before you fucking lose your shit. Because I don't think this guy's going to be very, he may be mind-blowing.
Him? You should see the villain.
Unbelievable.
Expect
that.
A pointy nose sticking straight at you.
Like Pinocchio?
I said pointy, not round.
Nose sticks out.
Do-do-do.
See what's next? Next?
Do-do-do.
Peekaboo!
No, you'll spoil the surprise.
Huh?
That's just annoying.
I feel like this right here is, like, just the best photo for our show.
Especially no. Right now.
Yeah. No, don't view that plot hole.
Oh, no. It's for another reason. We're
right.
We're going to see how long it takes.
Right.
I'm an asshole.
Would you do
yep.
Over there?
Nope. He doesn't know, Shane. He doesn't know.
I guess I don't.
No. No, you don't, because you're not paying close enough attention.
Yep. It's okay. It's funny. Wow, this guy's got an interesting cape, doesn't he?
Not be that funny.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Bill.
Everyone else gets it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, how about you look at the board when you talk?
Do the show without speaking.
Better.
It's just you.
I'm
just gonna keep on going like nothing happened at all.
Now you're not Nancy
Grace
anymore.
Okay. He didn't bother me. I'm not Shane. I would have just kept on going the whole episode.
Oh man.
What you thinking, Shane? It's a step above what we just viewed, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, that's not really hard. That guy wearing a box that said Gundam on it was a step up from what we saw last time. But remember, I always put the time period into effect, since this is the late 50s. I mean, he looks dumb as fuck, but...
It's true.
Next!
Go next, I want to see...
Oh my
There's
god.
There's the villain.
What
Holy
the fuck?
Shit, that is magical right there.
Did they make a claymation villain? Because that's what he looks like.
I think on the options you could turn it sideways so we can get a better view of the villain.
Bill, prepare to flip it on its side.
You want me to do that?
Flip it on its side.
Okay.
Right side, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there we go.
Pointy nose.
That looks like some Renaissance era fucking painting right there.
Right.
Dude's nose is all fucked up, too.
There's more fucked up with that than just his nose.
No, I'm just... It's just... That's the first
wow,
thing that kicks
Luigi.
Me in the face.
You don't like his mustache?
It's not fabulous.
Damn.
You can Next. Have him. You can have him.
He's got a ray gun?
Bang, bang, bitches.
Are you sure that's a ray gun and not a metal detector?
No, that looks like one.
No, no, it's a lighter.
I'm going to say something.
Oh, yeah, Bill, that's one of those big-ass lighters. Yeah.
You can't see it because the picture cuts it off. But I'm telling you, man, it looks like one of them claw things that you pick garbage up.
Oh, those things that we have at work for so that way I can get stuff out of the conveyors when it falls down there.
Awesome.
Okay.
That is literally what it looks like.
A little fucking pinchy hand.
Well, heroes got to clean their ships and shit, man.
Yeah. that looks like he's about ready to fight, and that thing is, I mean, pinchy, I guess you could swing, pinchy. I guess you could swing it at somebody.
Pinchy.
It doesn't close hard enough to really do any damage. You would have to literally go, ha, ha, ha.
See, and this is the moment I'm glad we un-Nancy Graced Bill, because then we wouldn't have that.
Next. Right.
Okay.
Oh, there
I would say I'm
guy.
Sorry for it, but no.
I'll be honest with you, we didn't get to see the full costume.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, I'm talking about in a better fucking picture.
Nope.
There he
that's
is.
That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Starry belt and all.
This is belt straight.
We don't know. He's at a cockeyed angle.
That's technically not even a belt. That's part of the shirt.
Are you sure?
Could
I'm almost certain.
Could be a sash.
Which is a belt.
Yeah.
So would you like to rate that guy right there?
Is that all we got?
That amazing
yep.
guy? That's this guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, as much as I feel honored that you give me that, I want you to take it this time.
Oh!
A two.
Two.
I'll take it.
Two. I'm considering the time frame.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, me too. That's why he's getting a two.
Yeah.
We've seen better in the 50s.
Yeah, they're working with what they got.
Have we seen better in the 50s?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that Japan's technology is, like, what, 20 years behind?
Movie-wise and show-wise, regardless of their artistic ideals, their live-action features are always behind the times if you want to compare them to, like, American cinema.
Right.
Does that mean they're better or worse movies? No, that has nothing to do with anything. The very fact that you could film something on a webcam and make a legitimate good movie, if you know what you're doing, that says something. It's just...
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody just gave this dude a six. He gets a one.
A one?
He's fucking... He
I'm
going to
go ahead
bad.
And I'm gonna give him an a-chew.
A-chew?
A-chew. A-chew. A-chew.
Oh, okay.
A-chew.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
1.8, moving on.
Okay. No, that's my name, A-chew.
Now, look, we just did a 10-minute episode, and I'm worried about how it's going to result in our searches, but I'm thinking that we should probably go on to this Suki Suki Maiho Sensei or We Love You,
We Love You Teacher.
You
yes.
know what? I think that's
oh,
fine
which teacher?
If
my
we
mistake.
Do a few because
that
together?
Jumps us to 1971, 1972. And it's the same thing. It's only one folder. Even though, look, we're just going to go ahead and do it. It'll affect the search results if you're ever trying to find this guy standing alone. But you know what? Here we go.
You mean this gal?
Oh, it's chick?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No smiles, damn it!
Holy
none!
Shit.
Her belt says you are not allowed to smile.
Don't worry. When she's around.
That's why she's scowling.
Oh, my God.
Or it says
wow.
No Pac-Man. I don't know. It's one or the other.
Next.
Yeah, that doesn't help you any.
The anime title card makes her look like she's from the animation era of, like, Astro Boy, which is fine.
Right.
This has been anime, manga, and live action, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where it started by chance?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Somebody who's watching this will be on the fucking wiki
next.
Page being like, you guys are morons, it's blah, 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 blah.
Holy shit, this is awful. This is a special kind of awful. People were starved for them heroes back then, man. They were straight up fucking starving for them heroes.
So, yellow cape, blue outfit, gold mask.
It's like a rubber dress.
Dude's
got
wow.
wicked. Dude's got wicked white hair.
Oh, you mean the enemy boss
the Oni?
Person?
Yeah, the Oni.
Yeah, the Oni demon.
He's got wicked fucking hair.
Wow. Next.
Jeez.
A better look does no... This
no.
is fucking...
Can you bring down your laptop a little bit? There's a picture in the corner. There we go. Oh, it didn't help. You can put
no.
it
<on. laughs> No, it's fine. Just put that screen back up.
No, not much better. I can still see.
Dude, holy shit. No, this is not a toy. This is what this looks like.
No, I think they were asking from a couple back, is that a toy, but no.
No, it's...
No,
even a couple back, it's not... No, this is... None of the... These have all been live pictures.
Right.
There's no toys here. This is how bad this looks.
It's been an awful day.
Next.
Oh. Well, then it's a good thing we're on break soon.
Best picture so far.
He gives this image a five.
That picture only.
And next.
Oh.
Now that
I can see your face, your wicked hair doesn't save you.
God, dude.
You look like a butt.
Fucking wow.
Because it's an Oni demon. They're supposed to look
number
like...
Number one.
His head looks
like a fanny.
If I
was to say that Lieutenant Wolf's forehead looks like a fanny, would you join me in a laugh?
I would.
Lieutenant Wolf's forehead looks like a fanny. You can both suck my ridges.
Dude, holy shit.
Is that thing? Okay, in that corner.
See, you know what? The best picture here is her getting strangled.
Is that Spooge?
Because she needs to die!
Did he shoot his spooge?
No, Spider-Man showed up.
He doesn't shoot his spooge.
No. It's not the Oni. Spider-Man showed up.
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, in the corner there's
Leo Parton's parked outside.
But that picture does not look like webbing.
Next.
It looks like she's like, oh my god, he's spooging on me.
Possibly the first Japanese super heroine.
It's Suki my.
We love you, witch teacher.
Oh, I don't love you.
Also,
at all.
The start to the magical girl genre.
Oh, wow.
I don't understand how it got off the ground, if that's true.
Yeah, no joke.
Witch teacher. We love you. We
fucking
love you.
Brad says, I want to apologize to Planet Prince.
and the Comedy Award.
Oh, boy.
And the Comedy Award for Science. For our fans goes to Brad.
Ronan says, "Get funky in here."
Congratulations! You won science this day.
I know what it's like to judge something and then see something else and then have to apologize for said judging that you did.
Right?
Holy shit, dude!
I completely understand what he did.
This is straight up god awful.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. And we're done.
All right. So
zero. Wipe this fucking thing.
Wait. This
we're sorry
YouTube?
We
Hold
showed
on,
this
wait,
to
wait,
you.
Wait.
Right, guys,
hold on.
You.
It
no,
is the talk the talk of Rob Dub or whatever the fuck these are separate from all the other stuff, right?
Hoopadoppa what you are.
Like is from this, the other costumes and stuff.
If you drop a nuke, it drops your nuke on the
costume.
Other stuff.
Because isn't this all toast?
Nuke this bitch!
We may see worse other stuff.
I don't care! Okay. I am leaving it up to somebody else to nuke that bitch!
But this bitch,
I am taking the nuke for! I will throw myself upon the fire!
So the nuke goes all the way down to -5. You want it all the way?
Oh, yeah.
DEFCON 12,
oh,
gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, we're going World War III, motherfucker. We are planet-cracking this bitch.
Yeah, DEFCON 12.
Dude, that was fucking straight up
fucking
awful.
0 minutes to midnight.
What do you got, Scott?
It's here.
I was going to give it a one, but... zero.
You're like, I was going to try, but Nick nuked the fuck out of it.
Depending on what set
I'll be the only one that's going to be kind here, and I'm going to say it's a two.
The bitch is still going to get a
it
negative.
It sucks. Oh, yeah, she's still getting a negative.
Because
it sucked, but I understand what they were trying to go for. They just kind of failed.
I'm going
to
nuke this bitch.
She is a negative point six.
I mean, I get what you're getting at, but there's trying, and then there's trying.
There's trying, and then there's failing miserably.
I get that. Wait, was that 71, 72?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, even in the 70s, we saw better shit. Because by that time, Kamen Rider first started. It was already on. I think that started in 71, if I'm right. If I remember the very first Rider.
I think
Rider.
So.
And they were able to get that costume down looking good.
Right.
So, no.
And Power Rangers was already out.
No. Power
no,
Rangers.
No, Sentai wasn't
75.
Out just quite
oh,
yet.
Oh, okay.
A couple more years.
See, I can't remember.
Leo Parton and Spider-Mono might have been out by then, but... Because I can't remember.
But I'm telling you right now.
Or was that 72? 72, so like she started and then it jumped over to Spider-Man.
She ended in 72, obviously. She
right. So Rider Man is better than
yes!
that costume.
I have already given him a pass. What part of this is people not understood? I cannot go back and change this because we'd had to reshoot the whole episode. It's not going to happen. I have repeatedly apologized, just like Brad already did today. I am sorry to Ride Man. He is not the worst. Stronger is still the worst. But when it comes to Toku, that bitch is the worst.
Dude, holy shit, man. That was a special kind of awful, dude. So, let us go on now to the Science Ninja Team Gatchaman.
Gatchaman!
Shane,
for science.
Save me.
For science.
This is science time.
First off.
Fuck, I'm not wearing the right shirt.
The Gatchaman were fucking awesome. I about said awful because we've seen some horrible shit.
Yeah, we've seen some horrible shit.
Your mind is messed up right now.
Just before I click it, I remember watching
these
as a kid.
Over here in America, we got this in like, what, five different ways?
Yes.
I know what the Gatchaman look like, so.
Bam! Gatchaman.
Oh, yeah! Yep. These dudes were fucking awesome!
They were labeled as the G-Force, I believe.
Yep.
And also Battle of the Planets and some other...
Or we can just call them bird people.
Oh, I remember them as G-Force.
Saban had a series based on these guys, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like Sky...
The fucking Skyhawk things, the metal dudes, they sucked.
At least one of them was in that fighting game.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, obviously, he was the leader.
Yeah, the leader appears in that fighting game. I can't remember what the name of it was. It was for the Wii? Was it for the Wii?
Capcom versus Tatsunoku.
Yeah, something like that. It was for the Wii.
Never got to play it, but he was in there. I was like, oh, dude!
I did play it. It wasn't too bad.
Frank West was in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy right there
Fat Mega Man was in there.
Yep.
And that's why I never played it, because they were like, oh, it's box art Mega Man. He's fat and uses a pistol.
Next.
Battle of the Planets.
Yep.
I did really like their outfits, though.
Yeah, I did, too. I always thought these guys were cool. Their big-ass hooker boots.
It's true. Goes all the way up to... Hell, his go all the way up to his fucking crotch, basically.
Right.
Yes.
Welcome to Japan, Shane.
This was the first fan service I remember growing up was she would kick people and I would see her panties and I'd be like, oh shit, I don't think I'm supposed to see those.
Get a longer skirt. I can't kick as high then. Never mind.
Yeah, I remember that. Next. Dude, I liked the cape. In fact, this was the style of cape that was kind of running in Batman at the time, too.
Yep.
It was like long. It was that long blue one with the slits up, and it always would be like he was a demon or some shit.
Yep.
Always like there's some industrial-sized fan blowing at just the right angle, at the right speed, so that way it blows up a bit and just stays there.
Next.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck yeah.
These guys were fucking sweet. I always thought these guys were cool.
I remember watching the shit out of this show.
Yep.
They're simple as shit, really. They're just fucking birds, but I mean...
But it works.
Yeah.
It works so goddamn well.
Now, here's the thing. It works because it's animated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Live action, this would not work.
I'm willing to believe had they run this in the 70s live action? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And if they did, it probably looks awful, dude. Or they did not go with this design.
Yeah.
Because this would not work on real people, I don't think. Next.
Shane's looking it up.
Oh.
In fact, these guys had a crossover, I think, with... Did Wizard run the crossover? I remember Wizard promoted it like fucking crazy.
I think they
fought the Thundercats.
I think they've crossed over with a lot of people, though.
The big one from my time was they fought the Thundercats. They're the kind of show that's crossed over with hundreds of things, but here in America, Wizard promoted that they were going to fight the Thundercats, and that was a huge deal back then. Next. Dude. It's fucking sweet. Next.
Eagle Riders. That's what the
Eagle Riders, is that what they were called?
Yep.
Well, that's what Saban called them.
No, they're fucking G-Force. fuck Saban.
Next.
We've been saying fuck Saban for years because of his Kamen Rider.
There was a live action movie in 2013.
What's it look like?
I can show you the poster picture.
Next.
Huh.
A redesign. That's not what they look like.
It's a redesign.
Next.
Yeah.
Gotcha, man.
Ugh. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
Is that a reboot or something?
Probably.
Yeah, that's got to be a reboot.
That looks like some Teen Titans animation, and that does not work for them. Next.
Even the squirrel outside is mad.
No, what? The squirrel outside was laughing at it.
Ah, true.
Well, rate those guys,
Shane. 4.5.
Yeah, I'm willing to fall into the 4 category. I think I always thought these guys were cool.
I'd give it 4 or 5. I'll agree with Nick.
Oh, and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, since that was an actual team, we have to ask our question.
Oh, who was the best?
Who was the coolest?
Yeah, who is the coolest of this team?
Oh, that was easy. It's too easy.
Hey, Shane, spot the leader.
Yeah, I'll go 4. So they're a 4.2.
Okay, coolest one? Coolest one, that was an easy one.
Coolest one's the leader.
No, it's actually the guy in the corner.
The little guy?
No, the blue cape guy.
Oh, of course, because he's...
Really?
He's the dark-looking one, isn't he, Shane?
So that's your favorite one of them?
Yes, actually he is. Followed by the leader.
Okay.
Then... Oh, my God, I feel bad. The fat guy. And then the kid. No, the girl. The kid, I think he looks the worst.
Really? Okay, yeah. So that's how you rate them. All right. That's interesting.
See, rating-wise, I go leader, girl, dude in the back, the fat guy, and the kid. The kid's always going to be last.
Yeah, I agree with the next order.
I did not like that kid at all.
I never cared for the kid.
Yeah, I'll agree to that order, too.
He's the worst.
He's out of place. He's the one that always got in trouble, and he's the most annoying sounding.
Yeah,
right.
I'm with the order that I just heard repeated many times. That's where I stand. The leader is the coolest. The girl comes in second for me.
But of course, the kid always had to get in trouble because that's been different. A fucking trope since Speed Racer.
The leader is cool because that's iconic. To be honest with you, if I'm gonna
his cape is the coolest too,
right.
Shane.
He strikes a major iconic look. In fact,
and like, well, my favorite guy is not has an iconic look. But
his costume is the Speed Racer costume, Shane.
We're doing fine. We go till 12.
Okay.
We are in 1976 to 1977. Pro wrestler star as a Tech Kaiser.
Fuck. We are rocking through some other stuff finally.
Right?
Bam. Let's
get some of that there old done.
Oh my God.
What the shit?
Well, that's how this folder starts, so
all right,
better fucking cross your fingers.
Why is
hard.
Dr. Eggman fucking wearing a dumb luchador helmet?
Holy
wrestling!
Fisheye lens, duh.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
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 How do you think I felt getting these pictures?
He wrestles in that?
Wrestling, Shane.
Well, not in that one. They have a revised costume when he actually wrestled. So,
Joy.
Fair enough.
Wait, when he actually... This dude was a real wrestler?
More recently, they did a revised costume.
Shane.
Yeah.
Seth.
So there's a guy right now.
Dr.
No,
Weird.
It was like a one-time thing in Japan. That's it.
Gentlemen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Behold!
Yeah,
that's not anything out of the ordinary to have a gimmick wrestler.
Right.
Glacier was literally Sub-Zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
They even made sure snow fucking fell on him when he came out with his entrance.
Right.
Well, he wasn't a good wrestler at all.
Not to mention the fact that if you go lucha style, it's not uncommon for like multiple people to play the exact same character for decades.
Right.
In fact, one of the dudes that trained us used to be Pathfinder down in AAA. He was like the fifth version of Pathfinder.
Nobody's going to say a thing. We got 3 motherfucking wrestle watchers in the fucking room, and nobody has a thing to say.
First off, the Fiend would eat that motherfucker alive.
No, the Hoganish.
Looks like
Hoganish.
Yeah.
If his hair was on fire.
Like, yeah. Dude, believe it. Okay, not the mask. Obviously, he's not. Hulk Hogan doesn't wear a mask. But dude, his hair. Next. You remember? Yeah, dude.
Oh my god! Oh.
Why the fuck is Mario and Luigi here?
I don't see Luigi. I see Hillbilly Mario though.
And Hillbilly Luigi?
No, he's not wearing green. Yeah. That's just other Mario.
To be fair, there are the Super Nintendo. Second player is just Green Mario. That
other
wasn't
Mario. Other Mario. But he's not even green.
Exactly.
I'll give you that, dude. Hillbilly Mario.
Hillbilly Mario and other Mario.
And fucking
wow, the fans are already screaming next.
What? You guys
oh, no!
Look at this?
Motherfuckers, you have us look through this
look,
shit.
Got,
we're going to suffer
look,
together.
You got like little things on the side there. You got balloons. It's a birthday party.
Oh my god.
That next. Kid has the shittiest birthday party ever. Whoa, what the fuck?
That's not an that's an illegal wrestling move.
Yep.
That is murder.
When the fuck did this become Mutant League Football the animation?
Oh, as soon shit. As it turned into Ultimate Muscle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
That was fucking awesome. That's an illegal move.
He pulled the hair, he yanked the tights, and a close fist hit me.
Next.
Damn and it, then Fleecy. He split him right down the middle.
Oh, there's a puzzle you could get, Shane. Fucking puzzle.
Oh, he slipped. Okay, I was like, why are you fucking falling, dumbass?
I think he's supposed to be drop kicking.
No, yeah. There's ice. It looks like he literally slipped.
Wow, that's heroic.
That sounds like a...
Okay, I don't know if you guys...
Sounds
gonna,
like Kid
okay,
Muscle to
I
me.
I don't think you guys
right.
know this, but that rock guy, if he was a gray color, he honestly looks like Genbu from Yu Yu Hakusho when they went into the castle.
Yeah.
The rock monster that Kurama fought.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of what he looks like. That guy looks retarded.
Which one? The one in the back or the one with the bat ears?
Thanks.
I'm getting there. Not the Brainiac-looking motherfucker. I'm talking about the guy with the weird fucking black sad cat hat.
Mask hat?
No, that's a spoopy hat. Spoopy monster hat. Because it's got fangs and stuff.
Fangs make it spoopy.
Of course it does.
Actually, I was going with the sad spoopy
look
eyes.
Where his bottom hand is. It's on the dude's leg.
I copping guess. A feel. Gotta get his, you know, thrills somewhere while he's slipping on ice.
Some sad shit. Next.
Please. What the fuck?
That made my life better.
Ooh, a Boston Crab. At least that's a fucking wrestling move.
Until he
what the
him in half.
Fuck is he fighting?
That's
an inhumanoid.
No!
He's wearing a Nike suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Shane.
It's Titans before they grew up.
That, or what was that dude's name?
And it's hard to tell, but I think the one that you think is retarded, fuck. The one with the cat hat, mm-hmm. I think that's his tag partner.
You remember that wrestler that came out?
Yeah, it is.
Back in
I don't,
yeah,
I don't remember a wrestler.
Hat?
I remember a guy who wore
Spoopy
one.
Spoopy hat guy is
that,
right back there.
Remember that tall motherfucker that fought The Undertaker in his first appearance?
Oh, Giant Gonzalez.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I couldn't think of the guy's name. He wore a, no joke, a muscle... fucking body
with,
suit.
With bits of hair.
With bits of hair.
Or fur.
That was his thing. And this guy's fucking Nike body suit literally reminds me of it.
The more I hear, the more they will never sell me into being a wrestling fan.
Hey, Bill. You remember...
Oh, no, these are the shitty gimmicks of wrestling.
Yeah. You remember back in the
very
day...
Very excited.
You don't you remember Doink the Clown?
There are
dumb gimmicks.
There are really good gimmicks, like The Fiend is
yeah.
a fucking awesome gimmick.
Except for a shitty belt.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day when we did live action stuff?
Oh, they won't.
And,
they won't
and,
for a while.
And you friended up and brought me in, and then you friended up and brought me in again, and then Spencer, can you do me a favor and friend down and get me the fuck out of here?
Nope. Next.
Fucking lose that life.
Oh my god.
Are you poking his butt?
You poking my butt! That's my butt!
Dude, he's poking his butt.
Oh my god.
No, that's a wand, but yeah.
He's aiming at his butt.
Yep.
What's up with this guy's got a butt fetish? When a man wears tight red body suit.
I'm so fucking done with this.
Dude, this is a special kind of awful.
And we have to keep going until noon!
Holy shit. Next.
It's only 11:20.
Antonio Inoki?
No!
Hand.
Fuck that guy! Do not shake his hand! No! He knows what he did!
That is a super... Next.
What is he?
Super what, Shane? Disappointment? Yes.
Next.
Oh my god.
The fuck?
That is the saddest kick I have ever seen.
He's a robot.
Well, I mean, he's fighting fucking evil giant Bender and fucking weird kind of wrestler Nightman.
Nightman.
No, like a knight. Like he's got a fucking lance.
Someone says I need an adult.
I am an adult.
this is ridiculous, Max.
You
suck.
He's in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
That cape doesn't help, Shane. Capes don't always make things better. Now, if it was over him so we didn't see nothing, it might improve his look.
So basically, he was just a giant walking cape.
Yeah.
He's got, like, look, they may think that's really cool with the fire, but basically they just replaced Bozo's hair with fire Bozo hair. Like, it's not cool.
We'd rather be looking at Bozo the Clown.
Next.
Satan Demon.
No.
I can't tell.
You're dumb.
I can't tell what he looks like.
I think that's the fucking spoopy hat man.
That's the dude who's sticking him in the ass.
Zapping him in the ass with a wand.
Oh, I thought he was going to be cooler.
Accio Bottom.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Leviosa. Stop, Ron.
There's that. Oh boy. So he fights weird, veiny, naked dude.
Yep.
Spoopy hat man. These guys.
Wannabe Spider-Man with Wolverine claws.
Yep. Wrestler kind of nightman.
I need a nap after this. I'm exerting all of my reserve energy.
Bozo hair.
Is his equivalent to putties wearing yellow pants?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. We saw Bruce Lee do it. We thought it was cool.
Is that a thing?
I think that counts as a next.
Does it?
Yep. The star of Aztec will belong to the victor of this death match.
Well, guess what? The hoary hosts of Hogath tell you to go fuck yourself.
Sure they do. Next. Oh my god.
Satan Demon, let her go!
Nah.
Corny acting.
Next. Yeah.
We gotta spy on her and shower with the eye of Agmato.
Fucking zero.
It's zero.
Fuck whatever the fuck that was.
I wish I wouldn't have nuked the last one. That guy deserves a nuke too. Fuck!
Wow.
Shane, you still got your nuke, right?
Yes, I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Oh, you already know what you're using it on?
Nope, but I'm pretty sure we are going
to find... What if we get through all of these and you don't find that special occasion?
Nuke!
Yes! Scotty boy! Scotty's got my back!
All the way down?
All of it.
DEFCON 5, got it.
No, it's DEFCON 12.
We're in DEFCON 12,
dumb
that's
shit.
Right.
You were not consistent.
It's because I forgot my own joke.
Good God.
Shane!
That killed my last two brain
Shane,
cells.
What is the saying on our show? Don't view that plot hole.
I think that starts into the Metal Heroes.
I'm
giving him a one.
If that starts into Metal Heroes, we can't touch it without actually making a new thing.
-0.8. Moving on.
Good
unless
God.
We're done.
I actually think this man has scored the lowest score in the history of our show.
That was fucking
phenomenally
bad. I tell you what.
Cup and ball.
Listen,
ball,
since this is it, and then we move on to the break. That's it for this episode. But since it's not noon, what if we come back and we knock out one of our Westerns?
All right.
We have Spider-Man and Superman.
Spider-Man.
Let's take a vote. We want Spider-Man.
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 Holy shit. Well, there it is.
Spider-Guy.
3-2.
Shoots his web in your eye.
That's fine. We'll come back and we'll run through all the live action Spider-Man. Yeah. And we'll close out
Stinky
and say
web.
Goodbye to the. To everybody, because we'll be going on break at that point. So
we're taking a quick break again. So
everybody's going to take a quick break.
Yeah,
we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Take a piss and a smoke. We'll be back.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.